Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning, London time, on Thursday, the 2nd of October. The US government shutdown continues, with Senate Republicans overnight failing to pass legislation to end the situation. US President Trump has indicated that rather than just being furloughed, some federal government workers may be fired this week. The legality of such a move would almost certainly be challenged, but courts take time to decide these things. And if people do lose their jobs in the interim, the fear of unemployment amongst federal workers is likely to increase. Fear of unemployment has been the dividing line between the current rather mediocre US economic situation and the risk case of a more significant economic downturn. Fear of unemployment broadens the impact of labour market weakness, as if you know someone like you who has lost their job, you are more inclined to change spending habits and increase savings out of insecurity over your own employment prospects. In addition, those parts of the economy that rely on government interaction may experience increased uncertainty, changing the behaviour of companies. However, the US federal government is small, and it employs a relatively small number of people. Firing federal workers would raise recession risks, but in a modest way. The US Supreme Court has affirmed that Fed Governor Cook should stay in their job pending a court hearing in January. This does not change the Federal Reserve's policy outlook in the near term. Cook was part of the near-unanimous decision to lower rates a quarter point last month, and is on the more dovish side of the Fed spectrum. The bigger issue of whether monetary and quantitative policy remains independent of the electoral cycle is something that is unlikely to affect market pricing immediately. This issue has a bearing about the use of the dollar as a reserve currency, confidence in the longer end of the bond market, and so on. The concern would be that a Fed that is swayed by political considerations might allow higher inflation, and whether or not that actually happens, the fear would add an inflation uncertainty risk to bond yields. But an interim court ruling doesn't really affect these matters. They are structural, longer-term considerations. Euro area inflation yesterday rose, but as expected by the market and, just as relevant, by the ECB. By definition, the year-on-year change in inflation says as much about prices a year ago as it does about prices today. And this increase reflects the end of higher energy prices a year ago. The result is that for policy, this is something of a nothing burger, a European nothing burger, which, given relative inflation rates for beef prices, is somewhat cheaper than a US nothing burger. Finally, for those who follow such things, the Argentinian peso has been weakening significantly over the last couple of days, though it's still a little way off the lows of mid-September. US Treasury Secretary Bessent's attempts to impersonate Europe's Draghi may need to be reprised, as the idea of whatever it takes is being met with a collective whatever from foreign exchange markets. With Argentina supplying China with soybeans, enabling China to avoid buying soybeans from US farmers, the politics of direct US assistance to Argentina is complicated. That's all for today. Have a good day. This material has been prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS Switzerland AG, regulated by FINMA in Switzerland. Its subsidiaries or affiliates, collectively referred to as UBS. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. The investment views have been prepared in accordance with legal requirements designed to promote the independence of investment research. This material is for your information only, and it is not intended as an offer or a solicitation of an offer to buy or sell any investment or other specific product. The analysis contained herein does not constitute a personal investment recommendation or take into account the particular investment objectives, investment strategies, financial situation, and needs of any specific recipient. This material may not be reproduced or copies circulated without prior authority of UBS. Please visit www.ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer to read the full legal disclaimer applicable to this material.